Oh, yeah. Well, you can't help but dance to that. Red Raven Polka there as we wrap up this segment of our polka show. And like I said, a nice long segment. Very big variety. I try to do a lot of polkas and waltzes, a lot of dance tunes. To kind of give you a feel, like last month, or what, you know, what the typical Bobby Jones dance would be like. And I really kind of tried to feature some numbers that would reflect the bandsmanship of that band. So one of the big regrets I have is that we never, with that lineup, made a recording, an official, you know, in the studio recording. I think we'd have made a great album. I think just a few years after I left the band, Bobby did finally record his first album. But like I said, this lineup, we never did. And there's so many great musicians in that band. I hope that was able to come through in some of these recordings. Of course, like I said, Papa Joe, you know, he could wail on that saxophone. He could do vocals. Pretty much anything. He was my mentor. He's really, I learned so much as far as being in a polka band and how to just kind of go with the flow and improvise and things like that. I learned so much of that from Papa Joe, and will always be appreciative to him for whether he even knew it or not, you know, showing me, you know, how to be a better musician. His wife Teresa, so rock solid on bass guitar, never made a flub, was always right there, just nothing fancy, but, you know, just a perfect bass line, right in time. Also did nice harmony vocals. Their son JoJo, like I said, could play anything, pretty much whatever he picked up, he would learn, and all self-taught, you know. JoJo didn't read music, he just, whether it was guitar or button accordion or clarinet, you know, saxophone, trumpet, trombone. It was just all by ear. You know, he just picked it up and learned it. One of the most, I don't know how to say, you know, just fantastic instrumentalists I've ever run across. And like I said, Harvey Ficus, great drummer, fantastic drummer. Again, like with Teresa, nothing real fancy, but rock solid on the beat. You know, he'd give you a little flourish from time to time, but that was just about what you needed. You know, I've always said I wish I could find a drummer like Harvey. I've never been able to find one. They're either too simplistic, too kind of march style, or they're too rock and roll. Never been able to find a drummer like Harvey who's just the right mix of everything. So there we have it. That's set. And like I said, these are from like 84 to 86. I played with them until maybe 88 or so. Like I said, it just finally got to the point where it was just too much of a hassle for me to drive. Because Bobby still, you know, being based out of Bowling, the majority of his dances, we're down around the area. Bill Mraz down in Houston. We play down in Pasadena, Beasley, Church Bazaar, Needville, Rosenberg, down in Bowling for the picnic, New Taton, El Campo. You know, we did go over to Corpus Christi once in a while. We played in Poth, Martinez, more central Texas, but still, the majority of the dances were down closer to, you know, the Houston area, kind of near the coast down that area. And living up in Austin, it was just killing my car. I seriously went through about three or four cars, you know, just driving back and forth. You know, it just took up so much of my time, and I was still in college at the time, and I just couldn't make the commitments because Bobby had just gotten huge by that point. So we were playing every single weekend, and I just got where I couldn't do it, you know. Had to have a break. So I left in around 88 or so, and kind of went through a change after that point. I know pretty much like JoJo and he maybe and maybe Harvey, I guess, are the only ones that stayed with the band. I know Teresa, Teresa and Bobby would have kind of their ins and outs, and there were points even when I was playing with her where Teresa was out of the band and she'd come back into the band. And I think Papa Joe even left at some point. But like I said, a few years after that, they did record finally a CD or a cassette. We'll get into that a little later, but I want to feature some tunes now from 1985. These all come from the same dance. And that was one of the big gigs we used to play every year, was down at Lodge 88, the SPJST Hall. On Memorial Day weekend, they would always have what they called Splash Day. They were in the few, maybe the only, I don't know, SPJST halls that had a swimming pool. And every Memorial Day was the big weekend when they would officially open up their pool, and they would have what they called Splash Day. And that was the day the pool opened. They had a gazebo outside the fence in a grassy area. If you've seen some of the videos on YouTube of us playing, that's actually in that gazebo, that's actually from Splash Day. And what we would do is we would play outside in the gazebo for all the people that were swimming, or they had, you know, over at the hall they had picnic tables and stuff like that set up too. So there was a lot of grounds around there where you could hang out. We would actually play outside for a while, usually about 3 or 4 hours. Take a break. They would have stuff going on inside the hall, auctions, you know, blah, 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 very, you know, variety of stuff going on. Then we would move inside the hall, and we would play that night. So you're talking about an 8-hour gig with some time in between, an afternoon dance outside, or not really a dance, just kind of music, and then a regular 4-hour dance inside the hall at night. And that was a long day, but it was a lot of fun. So anyway, this is from May 25th, 1985, Splash Day down at Lodge 88 in Houston. So we're going to feature a nice long set, starting things off with the Our Mike Polka. We'll be right back.
Jesus.